An earthquake protects ethnic Burmese. Trash medical equipment is helping medical missions. And a ministry is celebrating a milestone with Bibles and a tour. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A 6.8 quake rattled Burma late Thursday. It struck near the borders with China, Thailand, and Laos, but didn't present an immediate tsunami risk. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says they had a team on the ground there.
We actually have contacted our contacts inside Burma as well to see if, you know, what the story is from inside Burma, but at this point we have not heard anything back from them.
They have a presence in that area.
We work with local contacts there to try to bring food. We've helped build buildings there, try and provide schooling and stuff for these children, you know, work a lot with just medical care and meeting basic needs.
Over the weekend, Burmese soldiers attacked an area near a VBB children's home, so the earthquake may have actually been an answer to prayer.
With the fighting that close to the camp, I would also hope that possibly it was something that God could use to send the army back to protect the people. So we're just praying that God will use it to accomplish his purposes.
Elsewhere, Open Doors USA confirms two believers were killed and two others severely injured for defending Christian women. Muslims started harassing young Christian women outside a church anniversary celebration. When four men stepped in, the group left, came back with guns, and shot the men, killing two. Police have barely responded. That makes four Pakistani Christians killed for their faith this month. Pray for believers to remain bold in Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. One nation's trash is becoming another's heavenly treasure. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says because Sweden has socialized medicine,
every 3 years they have to change all their equipment. So what they normally do is just to throw it away, but we are working with an organization that is picking it all up. And some of the equipment is not even out of the original box because they have to have reserve equipment and so forth. So there we have hospital beds, wheelchairs, operating tables, x-ray machines, dialysis machines.
Some of it's not even out of the box.
So in the last few years, we have shipped about 40-foot containers every month to somewhere around the world, to a mission hospital or to a hospital destroyed by the tsunami in Sri Lanka or by civil war, and just replace their medical equipment.
Fulfilling these desperate needs opens hearts to the gospel. Shipping costs a lot, but $1 for freight yields $15 worth of equipment. Get plugged in at our website. Next, WorldServe Ministries is celebrating their 35th anniversary with a focus on God's Word. WorldServe's Ken Leggett says the ministry started in Canada to translate Scripture into 100 different languages. WorldServe is highlighting those roots.
In celebration of our 35th anniversary, we have the goal to distribute 1 million Bibles around the world. It's about a 20-month campaign that we'll be running, and we're looking at distributing Bibles to China, Ethiopia, India, Vietnam, Cuba, and also Iran.
$5 can send a Bible to one of these countries. But in North America, they're hosting the Truth Matters campaign, 10 events to highlight the need for Bible reading.
The statistic is less than 75% of Christians are reading the Bible daily or even weekly. We're not impoverished in having the physical message, but in reading it and applying it to our lives. We want to challenge our brothers and sisters in North America to go deeper.
To help them celebrate, just go to our website. And there's a story about a boy and some starfish. It's about the difference you can make by taking action for just one. Cure Kids is acting on that idea through their One Child Challenge. It works like this. Choose to follow a Cure Kid. A donor then gives $1 to that surgery. Then you share the story. The hope of Christ infuses every part of the project so you can make a difference physically and spiritually. The challenge ends April 29th. We have links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that will help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.